Heavenly Father, would you bless the words that I speak? Would Jesus Christ be glorified and the Holy Spirit be at work in our hearts and in our minds? In Jesus' name, amen. I find that one of the redeeming qualities about Christmas is family coming over to your home, which inevitably means you have to have a big clean. And for me, generally, that is something I look forward to more than actually seeing the family. You see, I love clean and tidy, organized and decontaminated. I'm the kind of person who may perhaps blue tack objects down inside of drawers so that when you close them, they don't move. You know exactly where they should be. Which is why last year, at this time of year, I was very excited about a new TV series which was coming out by a Japanese organiser and professional declutterer. What a great title that is. Called Marie Kondo, who was one of Time magazine's top 100 most influential people on Earth in 2015. And technology allowing, this is a trailer for that show.
They have so much stuff.
It's a never-ending battle to fight the clutter.
With the baby coming, we gotta get our stuff in order.
We had to downsize from a four-story house to a two-bedroom apartment.
I lost my husband. I don't know that I have everything it takes to get rid of his belongings.
Hello. Hello. I'm Marie Kondo. My mission is
This girl's no joke.
This is amazing.
We have too much stuff. It's official.
It's so hard to let it go.
I don't want to just, you know, dump it. I want to be thoughtful about it.
Choose item that spark joy for you.
Spark joy. It's not as easy as I thought it was going to be.
We're on board. We want to change. I just want it to be strong enough to change me.
I can let it go. Arigato.
I am going to figure out what sparks joy in my life.
I can't believe you can touch the carpet.
New day, new joy.
Thank you for being here for us and wanting to help us.
I hope you know how much this means to me.
Here we go.
Don't know about you, but I want to go home right now and tidy the house once more. Her method and her mission is, in her words, to spark joy. If you hold something in your hands and it doesn't spark feelings of joy, then you should simply get rid of it and surround yourself only with joyful things. But like all reality TV shows, the truth is that it won't last. They might have been excited in the advert, but if you went back a few years later, their life has probably gone back to exactly how it was. Because this kind of thing won't bring lasting joy, which can overcome even the worst sorrow and deepest grief. Or such great joy that you refind purpose in life and you can sustain yourself through the darkness. You see, our clutter and our love of material things is a symptom of a hole in our souls, a tearing of our hearts, a corruption in the eyes through which we see the world around us. And no amount of decluttering method or even blue-tacking things down inside of drawers is going to fill that void in our hearts. Or heal perhaps the guilt and the shame that we might feel over how we've fallen short in the past year of God's good standards, of how we've thought things and we've said things and we've done things that have been hurtful to others around us or shameful things or dark things, and we've done it over and over and over again. Being saved from what Christians would call sin is going to take so much more than just tidying up your house or having a rota. To find lasting, unstoppable, uncontrollable, unbelievable joy is going to take something great. But 2,000 years ago, there were shepherds in the fields outside of Jerusalem and Bethlehem watching their flocks at night. Now, shepherds were the lowliest people in society. They were dirty, they weren't trusted, they were poor, and they were associated with crime. They were the worst. And yet it was to these people that suddenly, in verse 9 of our reading, an angel of the Lord appeared, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, that for you and for all people will come." Good news of great joy. Did you catch that? In the original Greek, it literally says mega joy. I come to bring you mega joy. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, the sound of having mega joy is something really worth having, something worth risking everything for, something worth chasing with all that we have, that we might have in our lives, day by day, all the time, mega joy. It sounds exactly like what we need to make us feel whole and fix all of our mega problems that we carry around with us. Our sins, our dissatisfaction with where our life is, our mega fears, our doubts, our anxieties, our guilt, maybe our depression and our gloom. Maybe those are things we feel especially at this time of year. But what can bring about to us the good news of this mega joy? Well, thankfully, the angel tells us, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." A Saviour. Born why? Born for whom? To what purpose? "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour." A Saviour to save us from the dark that we all feel at times in our lives. But who can save us from fear in the world around us and from weakness in our own lives and save us from the darkness of the devil? Christ the Lord. Christ is not a name. Mary didn't rock up to Bethlehem Hospital on Boxing Day and say, "Oh, his name's Jesus Christ." Christ is actually a title. It means Messiah. Jesus the Messiah. Now, leaving aside the fact that the first four letters of Messiah spell mess, and I don't like mess, a Messiah is definitely what we need. A Messiah who was promised from the time that everything went wrong in the garden and sin entered in. A Messiah who can cast out our sin and enter in and replace it in our lives. A Messiah who's a promised king to rule our hearts by dealing with sin. A promised king who would dare to die, to take our pain, our sorrow, our darkness, our guilt, our loss, our weakness, our sickness, our sin, and instead, by taking our place, give us freely his perfect righteousness, his peace, his hope, his glory, his love, his own mega joy. But what kind of king could possibly manage all of that? I don't think it's the kind of king that Prince Charles or even Prince William, as much as he seems great, is somehow going to achieve. We need a king who is the Lord, For you will be born a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. Who is the Lord? He is God himself, who flung the stars into space, who gives you the air you're breathing now and sustains your life. He's the God who rules all things, who controls all things, who knows all things, who can do all things. And what did he do with all of that power? He became human, like you and me, born as a child in a manger, knowing weakness and pain and sorrow himself, that you might be saved, and all that joy, that mega joy, might be yours. Christmas is the simple celebration of the Lord God of the universe becoming a human like you and me, that he might become the Messiah and save you from that hole which we all carry in our soul and fill it with mega joy. So this Christmas, don't look for and trust in the fleeting joy of presents or even family and friends. Such things will fade, and they'll never fully and truly fill you. Don't even cling to the joy of knowing that after the Christmas party, you get the cleanup operation to tidy the whole house. Instead, cling to the life-changing mega joy of God born in a manger, and then know true peace. Because if you cling to that, it won't be small things in your life that spark joy. It will be every moment you live, knowing that you are loved by the God of all. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this Christmas, among all the busyness and all the stress, would you help us to find true mega joy and find it in the only place where it lasts forever and can overcome all darkness, all sorrow, even all sin. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.